Hare Krishna. Today is the beginning of Julan Yatra. Like we have Rath Yatra, so this is Julan Yatra. Julan means swing. So it is the swing festival as opposed to the chariot festival. And we are the opportunity that we get to remember Radha Krishna's swing pastimes and to also swing them in the swing. And often these swinging festival takes place within our temples and in every temple. Actually, we have not this year, but last year, I got a very nice swing for for Govardhan Lal. And he'll be swinging in that swing during this festival and enjoying the experience. My plan is that sometime in the future, as in most temples in India, they have a very nice, in the courtyard very near to the temple, a very nice elaborate arch which is to which a swing is attached. And for the pleasure of the deities, so I hope that sometime in the future I'll be able to have a similar arrangement for Radha Shyam Sundar. In Vrindavan, there are so many different types of julan. There are so many different types of swings. Some are just look like ordinary swings like we're used to. Of course, they may look ordinary. Nothing is, even if it looks ordinary, it's still not ordinary. It's still transcendental, divine, full of all potencies, as potent as Krishna himself. And then there are other types of swings, which are not just for Radha and Krishna. And cowherd boys also swing. Swinging is a real universal pastime. It's a universal sport. Children love to swing. Little children like to swing. Even before children know what a swing is, when they're in the cradle, they're being rocked back and forth, so they're already swinging. Youth like to swing. It's a nice diversion. Romantic couples like to enjoy romance by swinging. So it's all around a very wonderful means of associating, sharing, enjoying. And, of course, that original enjoyment and association, that's there in Krishna. And therefore, he certainly not want to be left out. So Krishna enjoys his swinging pastimes in the way that other people in the world also do. I was speaking about the swings. Then there are more elaborate swings than the ordinary swings. Swings that are in the shape of a lotus. Some which are in the shape of a eight-petal lotus in which Radha and Krishna swing, some in which the petals are arranged in such a way that Srimati Radharani's eight girlfriends can also fit on, others in which not only the eight girlfriends, but the other major manjaris can also fit, and no, even beyond that, swings in which hundreds of gopis all can fit on. And sometimes, like a flower, these swings withdraw their petals or their seeds, and sometimes they expand them. Everything to facilitate Krishna's pastimes. Krishna sometimes, as in the Rasa dance, or when he's eating with the cowherd boys, when there are many gopis sitting, sometimes it appears that he's just sitting by Radharani. Sometimes it appears that he's sitting beside every one of the gopis who are on the swing. In this way, swing pastimes go on. And because tomorrow is Rupa Goswami's disappearance day, then I can't help but remember one pastime, a swinging pastime connected to Rupa Goswami that takes place in one of the corners of Rajkund. That place is still there at the present. A very wonderful pastime. And this was when Rupa Goswami was visiting Radhakund, either there to perform bhajan, visiting Raghunath Das Goswami or Sanatan Goswami, who would sometimes stay there doing Govardhan Parikram. There's, to the best of my knowledge, no bhajan kutir of Goswami, but he was there. And he was marveling at the beauty of Radhakund, and he was sitting near a tamarind tree, this imli tree. And when he was sitting near this tamarind tree, then he saw that all of a sudden a swing appeared there. The swing hadn't been there before, but the swing appeared. And he was trying to contemplate, where did this swing come from? Why hadn't I seen it before? And as he was thinking like that, he heard voices, voices of girls. And as the voices approached, these girls turned out to be Srimati Radharani and Lalita Devi and their friends. And they came there, and the girls put Srimati Radharani on a swing and started to swing her. And Rupa Goswami was wondering, am I really seeing Radha and Krishna? Is my mind playing tricks on me just because of my great desire to see them? Actually, Krishna wasn't there. This was just Srimati Radharani. And so he's observing and seeing the wonderful fun that the gopis have, swinging Srimati Radharani, how she's flying up in the air, her hair and her clothes are billowing. And it's all such an enchanting sight. And meanwhile, all the gopis are, like young girls do, are giggling and laughing. And some are singing about Krishna and Krishna's exploits. And Rupa Goswami is overwhelmed. It's a wonderful scene. And while he's watching this, and all of a sudden, poof, it just disappears. And no more gopis, no more Srimati Radharani, no more laughter. It's just all gone. But the swing is still there. And so Goswami comes close, and he can see that actually there are footprints there in the sand. Yes, this was actually a real thing. And then as he's standing by the swing, then all of a sudden the swing also disappears. The unmanifest pastimes of Lord Krishna became manifest to Srila Rupa Goswami. And they became manifest for some time, and again they became unmanifest. So he felt greatly privileged and humbled at being able to observe such a wonderful thing, which he told to somebody, because otherwise we would have never known about it to the present day, although generally those Vaishnavas are so humble that they don't want anyone to know of any spiritual achievement that they've had, because then people will think, oh, he's such a great person, he's had darshan of Krishna. Vaishnavas don't like to hear things like that because they run the risk then of becoming proud. So rather, they, the Srila Prabhupada says, they keep themselves, they act as neophytes, or rather regulated devotees, practicing devotees who are aspiring after the fruits of devotional service, but still practicing and crying after Krishna. Hey Radhe Vajadevi Ke Chalite. Not that, oh yes, now I've seen. But that is the authorized, bona fide story of how Rupa Goswami also saw the Julan Yatra, the swing pastime of Srimati Radharani. So it's one of so many other wonderful pastimes that we can meditate on. And certainly when parents take their children to the park to put them on a swing, then they can remember how Krishna also swings, and how Srimati Radharani swings. And they also remind their children of that as well. This is just how Krishna's also swing. And when we're chanting our japa, that thought can also come in. Oh, this is the festival. We're celebrating Krishna's swing festivals. It's time of swinging, I mean. Hare Krishna.